crystals and gems. Frankly, I think it's unfortunate that the use and wearing of crystals and other beneficial stones has become such an overdone, New Age fad that it became a little off-putting to much of mainstream society. Crystals and gemstones really can be of subtle, very real help to our physical and emotional well-being, as long as we don't get carried away, as a friend of mine who, at the height of all the New Age hype, wore so many crystals to cure her chronic neck injury that she actually exacerbated the injury. There's a logic to the effect crystals have on us, a logic that's been honored for thousands and thousands of years. Crystals and other natural gems are formed in the earth over countless millennia. The energy they've absorbed during their formation is rich, ancient, and potent, and their atoms are arranged with geometric precision. As a result, the potent energy they emit has a geometric precision about it as well, a consistent vibrational pattern capable of balancing human energy, which, let's face it, is anything but consistent. And then, as you'll hear in the section on devas, there's the life force present in every natural element on this planet, concentrated into powerful, magnetically charged sources of potential healing. Because we humans are deeply connected to colors, even emitting a wide variety of them in our auras, the colors of various crystalline stones have been discovered over thousands of years of study and observation to have specific benefits on the human body and even target specific chakras. A word of caution. There's a myth that opals bring bad luck. They don't. Nothing does unless you believe it does. But opals do intensify both positive and negative emotions, so they really are worth avoiding if you're going through grief or if you're prone to chronic depression.